The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Chelek, in Daf Tzadi Zayin, Amud Aleph, brings down a very interesting story about a very special town. Zog the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amareish Avamina, Ein Leko Kushta Baal, Amalei Haim Rabbanu Rav Tavis Shmei, Vamir Lo Rav Tavyumi Shmei, Di Avayoy Vilei Kol Chaloli Da Alma, Lo Yavim Mishana Bidi Burei. There was this fellow Rav Tavyumi who would never be Mishana Bidi Burei, would never deviate from the Emes. Or as the Chidah explains in Sefer Pesach Einayim, that's not such a Chiddush that he would speak, that he would never speak Sheker. But the Chiddush was over here, that even in a situation where he had a good reason to go back on his word, for example, he told somebody, promised somebody, do something for him, and something major came up, and he was unable to do it, even in a situation where there's no nether aspect, or no Mechusar money aspect, Afal Pikein, he would still make sure to go and to follow through on his word, even in extreme situations. One time this Rav Tanyumi came to a town, and the name of the town was Kushta, which of course means Emes. The people in that town would never deviate from the truth, they never spoke Sheker. And nobody ever died before his time. So he married a girl from that place. He had two children. His wife was doing something, not sneeze, she was washing her hair. A neighbor came to ask him to talk to his wife. So Rav Tavyumi, Rav Tavis, he held that this is an Indian of Tznius, and the Mele didn't want to, he wanted to protect the dignity of his wife, and he said that she's done, you know, he said, I'm a lay sahacha. She's not here. He lied. He said that she's not here. Shechev lay tired ibnin. His children died. Both his children died. They said, hey, what's going on over here? The townspeople said, what's going on? Nobody ever died in our town before. Amalei, my high. Amalei, achev emaisi. He says, listen, I lied. There was a certain Indian of Tznius. Amalei. So the people from the town, b'matusim inoch. They said, please go. B'matusim inoch. Puk master, please leave our town. Don't bring death to our town. V'lei sigam b'nei mosna b'hanochinshi. So this Gemara is very interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, on the one hand, but also Rabbi Yisai, this Gemara is a very big shaila. It's a very big shaila, this Gemara. And we know that of the Yisaitis of the world, the Mishnah Navot tells us that Emes is one of the Amudei Ha'olam and Ayid is the whole Metzius of Ayid is Emes, the Chaisam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Gemara in Saita and Daphne Bey says a person who doesn't speak Emes, he won't be Makabal. He's of the Katim that won't, Kitim that won't be Makabal, the Pnei Shechina. And the Shai Chuvah Rabbein Yoin already is Mayrich on the importance of a person, how a person's emistic, how emistic a person has to be. You say the nefesh of a person. The Chinuch and Simenai and Dalit is Mayrich on the Yonim of Sheker Emes. He says the Dover, the most moyis in the world, the most disgusting thing, the most cursed thing in the world is the Sheker. There's no bracha for a person who's Meshaker. There's only bracha for a person who's Emes. So we know, of course, without the Abdama of the Chizuk, a person has to be Emes. Emes in Dibur, Emes in business, Emes in all aspects of life. Emes to himself, Emes to others, Emes in all aspects, basically. We know how important that is and where that stands in Yiddishkeit. The one lav in the Torah that says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok. It says, you have to stay far away. It's not enough just to not do the Aveda of Sheker. But you have to stay far away from Sheker. So we, of course, know what role of importance Sheker and Emes play in the role of a Yiddish person. However, we also know, on the other hand, we know that there's other Gemaras and there's halachas that we know that there are certain situations where one is permitted to lie, and not only that, we'll see that Hashem up the Gemara Yevamis and Daf Samachay. The Gemara seems to say over there that there are certain situations where not only is it permitted to lie, but it's a mitzvah to lie. That is the Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim in the Sefer Torah Shema and Simchin Samachay. He brings down about 45 Gemaras where we find that in Chazal situations of where there is a heter to deviate from the truth, to say something that's not emes. Now, this is known to us already. We know that the famous Gemara, the Gemara Yevamos and Samachay Mebeis, brings that person's allowed to be Meshanim Bnei HaShalom. He's allowed to lie. He's allowed to lie for the purpose of Shalom. The Gemara brings the famous Raya that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Meshanim Bnei HaShalom. Hashem lied. Kivyachol. that Sari Menu said the Adoni Zaken, she was referring to Avraham Avinu, and the Kosh Baruch Hu changed it and said Vanoichi Zaken, that she's speaking about herself, that she's old for Shalom Bayis purposes, even the Kosh Baruch Hu was Mishan. And of course, this is not a lessening the importance of Sheker, but it's just bringing out the greatness of the Chashivas of Machlaikis. Avoiding Machlaikis is so important that it even permits to deviate from the truth. To explain this, bring down the Demis, there's the Yadua for, I think, Rabbi Yankov in the Parsha told us, and Demis Yankov also, it's famous, the Mechta Veliyo, page 94, bring down the explanation of this, but we find that Yankov Avinu was Yadua, he was the Ishamis, yet all over the Torah we find that Yankov Avinu is lying to Lavan, he's lying to Esav, he's tricking this, is that. The Yisayid already, the Mechta Veliyo explains that what would happen if a person, some murderer, Yimach Shemoy, would come to the door, some Nazi Yimach Shemoy would come to the door and he'd say, you know, and somebody's running away from this murderer and he says, please hide me, and you go and you take this person, you hide the person under a bed, etc. And then the Nazi Yimach Shemoy knocks on the door and he asks him, the Balabai says, where's the person? I'm here to kill him. It's an innocent person, he's here to kill him. And the person says, you know, I can't tell a lie. And he takes him right over to where the person is hiding, and the bloodthirsty murderer kills him. So the person thinks to himself, I think they say a story about a certain professor, an ethicist, as he calls himself. He once said that he's such an ethical person that if this would happen to him, he would never be able to tell a lie. He's such an ethical person, he's such an honest person, he would never be able to tell a lie, and he would have to tell where that person is. And I think, I don't have in front of me the Mechta Veliyo now, but I think the Lashon of Mechta Veliyo, he says, Ein lecha sheker gadol mizeh, that's the biggest sheker in the world, such a person. He's the biggest shakran in the world, because the site of emes is what the Torah defines as emes. Emes is what is the Ratzon Hashem, is to uphold the Ratzon Hashem normally, of course, the Ratzon of Hashem, is to not deviate from the truth and to only say the emes. However, in certain situations, the Ratzon Hashem Amiti, of course, is the person should deviate from the truth. In that case, it's not called the deviating from the truth. The real emes is to make sure that that bloodthirsty murderer doesn't kill this person. For example, sometimes you have a doctor, and that's, of course, that's Pshat in Yankov Avinu, and that's the Pshat in Yankov Avinu. Rabbi Yankov Kamenevsky said that was the Akedah of Yankov Avinu. We know the Akedah of Avraham and Yitzchak was the Akedah, but the Akedah of Yankov was that he had to deviate from the truth. It was very difficult for him to ever speak a word which was deviation from the truth. And that was Yankov's Akedah, that he had to deviate from the truth in order to be Maimed the Shvatim, in order to be Makabel the Bechayra. That was his tremendous sacrifice. We find in the Mashal, there's many tshuvas written about. Sometimes it's very, very unhealthy for the patient to find out about the situation, the dire situation that he's in, and they lie to the patient. And sometimes you have a doctor who comes along and he thinks he's such a same ethicist, he's such an ethical person, and he says that he can't tell a lie, he won't be a part of this, and he decides he wants to tell the patient of his illness, etc. Such a person, of course, if he's makar of the misa of the patient, if he brings closer to the death of this person by giving him a pachad and giving him a scare, there's no question such a person is a retzeach. He's not a bal emes, he's a bal sheker. He's a person who's being maimed sheker in the world. This is plush. We know this yisayid. We find this yisayid also another situation of where a person is allowed to deviate from the truth. And again, as we're explaining, not because he's chalila lying, but because that is the absolute vatsna bayre in such a situation, is the famous Gemara Baba Metzia and Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara brings down that there are three cases of where we find that even a Talmud Chacham who never lies, but in these situations he's allowed to not say the truth. The Gemara says, the Rashi Tevis Emes, Ushpiza, Masechta, and Tashmish, what are the cases that a person, for example, they ask him, are you a Baki in Shas? So the Gemara says over there that because of Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, because of the Midah of Emes, in order for him not to become a Baal Gaiva, so he's permitted to deviate from the truth. He's permitted to say, you know, that he's not a Baki in Shas, that he shouldn't become a Baal Gaiva, etc. Also, in Yoni Tznius, If something comes up and some in Yoni Tznius, etc. So for in Yoni Tznius, if a person has to, if he's asked a certain question and he feels it's a breach in its Tznius, etc. So in such a case, the Gemara brings down over there, he's allowed to lie. So that shouldn't breach Tznius. Again, not taking away the importance of Emes and Sheker, but showing us to the extent of the importance of to be maimed the Tznius, and to be maimed that a person should, another, that he shouldn't become Valgaiva. Also, the Gemara brings down another example of Ushpiza, that people were very kind to him, and they put him up, they did Achnas HaZorchim, so if he's going to go and tell everybody about the Achnas HaZorchim of this wonderful Mishpacha, etc., so then the people are going to have 1,000 guests. So in such a case, he's allowed to say, as Rav Moshe explains, he can't go and say, no, they're terrible hosts, because that's not nice, that's a Einos Dvarim, that's a different Aveda. But Al-Kapanim, or Lashon Hara, but Al-Kapanim, what he could do is he could just say, he was, Kedrei out of it, he didn't have so much to do with the Balabayas or whatever, but he has a right to lie in that situation. Which, being this is the case, this brings us to a chayra big kash in our Gemara, that Rav Tinviumi, his children were nifter. Why were his children nifter? Because he spoke a sheker in this town that only spoke emes. Now, at first glance, one would say, okay, of course, this town was miyuchad, they never ever lied, and they would never say a sheker in this town, and that the whole town, the basis of life, this town was all based on the fact that nobody ever lied, and therefore, we can understand that even if somebody had a right to lie, he had a heter to lie, like in the case of Rav Tinviumi, which is a direct stira, it's a direct stira to the Gemara Bava Metzia, which says you're allowed to lie for the purposes of tznius. And in this case, Rav Tinviumi decided he wanted to lie he felt he had to lie even for the inyanim of tznius. So we could have maybe understood that it's not a stira, because this town was some special miyuchadika town that lived only on emes, and therefore in this town you had to speak only emes, and therefore that's why Rav Tinviumi was punished with such a severe punishment. Or we'll say even more, we'll say that it wasn't a punishment. We'll say that the pshat is that was the metzias of this town. Any lie that was ever spoken would result in the death of in Rav Tinviumi's case, of his two children. And then it wouldn't be a stira of emes anytime there's an inyan of tznius. The halacha l'maaseh is that a person is allowed to lie if he feels it'll be a breach in tznius if he tells the truth. However, in this case, this gemara you can't ask from. It's a special town. But this is very, very schwer. It's very, very schwer to believe. You got the face on. It's very schwer because the chayda, what would happen if some bloodthirsty murderer would come into this town and he would say, give me the person. Give me the person. I want to kill him, this innocent individual. So they would have to tell where the person is also, because this town only survives on emes. But that's avada. What the Michtav Eliyahu taught us already is that, of course, that's a sheker. That's not emes. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. And l'chayra hu adin. In this case, l'chayra, the Ratzon of Hashem, in this case, is to uphold the tznius of Rav Tavumi's wife, and that he shouldn't say that his wife is, she's showering, she's bathing, she's combing out her hair, etc., which is of course a breach in tznius. So the chayda, this gemara is a problem. This gemara is a chayda direct stira to the halacha, to the gemara b'mitzvah and dafchav gimel. Chayda, it's a problem. This bamis brings us to a big yisoid in the sugya, which I think is very important yisoid, because a lot of I think this yisoid of the Michtav Eliyahu and I think most of the oilam over here knows. It could be you heard it from me, right? I think most of the oilam over here knows already this yisoid of sheker, of emes, etc. That emes is the Ratzon Hashem at that time. And I think this yisoid, I think it's a little bit misused. And I think it's a little overused, we'll say. And a lot of people think that, so now this is a heter to lie. We find hagbalas in Chazal, in different mafashim we'll see in a minute, Bez Hashem. And these hagbalas define for us the parameters of this halacha. I'll explain. This really, the premise is, it's up here, another Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamos and Tamakim on the base, two daf earlier from the other Gemara, that there's a story with Rav, that Rav had a difficult marriage. His wife, anything that he would ask for, she would do the opposite. If he wanted fish, she would have meat. If he wanted chicken that night for dinner, so then there would be fish, etc. It was always the opposite. So Rav Chiya, his son, saw this problem and wanted to help out his father. So he went to the mother, and he told the mother the opposite of what his father requested. So if his father asked for fish, so he asked his mother for chicken, and his mother made fish. So Rav got what he wanted, and Rav Chiya thought that he was doing a big mitzvah. He was getting his father's food, and very good. So Rav said to his son that's a good idea, right? If I would have done it, it's a good idea, but you can't do it. Why? And the Gemara brings a pasuk over there, limdu l'shaynim sheker, that the Navi is giving musa, that you're teaching your mouth to be filled with sheker, to lie. Now, this Gemara is very shver for many reasons. Number one, isn't there a head to the chayyid to lie for shalom bayis? So over here also, the chayyid is a major shalom bayis issue. If your wife is giving you the wrong food every day, and the opposite, and bedafka, and bemezit, she's giving you the wrong food specifically to hurt you. So the chayyid, it's a shalom bayis issue, and Rav Chiya took charge. He wanted to rectify the situation. The other shayla is that why does Rav bring down the pasuk in Navi? Why doesn't he bring down the pasuk of midvar sheker tirchak? And there's other shaylas also. What was Rav saying that he himself should have incurred this, he should have used this eitzah told his wife the opposite, and Rav Chiya, you're not allowed to use this eitzah, I am allowed to use this eitzah. So there are many shaylas in this. It's not so much asuka today, but the Sefer Chassidim and the Amshah Shleima and others, the Shlach HaKadosh, they bring down from this Gemara, Mikoyach this Gemara, they learn different pshatim in this Gemara. Mikoyach this Gemara, we find many limitations in the Hetedim of when a person is permitted to lie. The Mashal, just the Mashal. The Sefer Chassidim, in Simitav Kavav, he brings down that the only Heter is in the past, but not in the future. So, for example, I think the case that the Sefer Chassidim was talking about over there, was that somebody wants to borrow money from you and you know he's not going to be able to pay back. So could you lie and say that I don't have the money so as not to be embarrassed? That's I think the case that Sefer Chassidim was talking about. And the Sefer Chassidim says no. He says either there's a heter to lie. We know there's a heter to lie and over here, what am I going to say? I don't trust you. It's going to hurt his feelings, etc. It's shalom bayis. You want to start a shalom. It's for the purpose of shalom. But the Sefer Chassidim says a klal. He says that you're only allowed to lie about a past event, but not a future event. And the Sefer Lev Chaim, Frant Lashi and others, Rishal Nathanson, they bring down the makor of the Sefer Chassidim and his Bemis, is this Gemara that we just quoted. That since, in this case, that's the pshat, and Bemis, min hadin, it could be midvar shekatir chok me'alocha, maybe it would be mutter. But a person is going to become ruggled to lie. He's going to get ruggled to deviating from the truth. And therefore, we have to limit this as much as possible so that a person shouldn't, chas v'shalom, lose the sensitivity to speaking emes and to only speaking words that are 100% emes, meaning 100%, not a deviation of what reality is. And therefore, we have to limit it. So therefore, if a person's in a situation already, somebody's already asking him, did you learn that Masechta? Or some kind of a tzniyas inyan. They're asking him already. So then he has to lie, because there's nothing he can do at that point. He's already being asked. He has to lie. Mashen came about a future, so then a future event that's going to take place, a person has to go out of his way to make sure not to lie. He doesn't have a heter to lie about a situation that he's not in yet. And the reason being is the chalila, that he shouldn't lose his sensitivity to sheker. Now this heter itself is this limitation itself is a hard to understand limitation. In Bamis the Mishabura in Simin Kuf Nunvov, the Mishabura brings it down. Mishabura has a long list of Yisurim. The Shulchan Aruch leaves out on the list that are interesting is Nekama and Leisachma and Chemda, etc. Sheker is on the list. The Mishabura brings down this Hagbala, this limitation of the Sefer Chassidim, and the Mishabura said Sarachim, he doesn't understand it. We can understand what the Mishabura doesn't understand, that L'chaira, Saif, that when if the person feels that this is necessary to make peace, to avoid a Machlaikis, etc., then L'chaira, it's no worse. It's no worse than the heter in general of Darkei Shalom, that this is the Ratzon Hashem. But Al Kaponim, the Maaseh, the Magen Avraham does bring it down. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Melacha does bring it down. And again, we're explaining it that a person has to just, L'chayri, has to go out of his way to make sure not to lie. So if he's in a situation, he's in a situation already, but a situation that will come in the future, that already he has to avoid lying. Again, the Mishabura remains Sarachin. So to say L'alocha, that a person has to be mindful on this, to avoid a shalom bayis, to lying in such a situation of a future event, that's a chayra, it's hard to say. The Shabura said tzarchin on the case. But Akbanam, we do already see that there are limitations from this heter. L'mashal, the Yamshos Leima, in the end of the sixth parak in Yevamos, he brings down that there's only a heter b'akroy. There's only a heter to lie, as a kfiyas, not on a constant basis, but only once in a while. Now he brings the Gemara of Rav Chiya, rather than Rav Kida, we just quoted as the Makor. Kanira, he's learning a new pshat in the Gemara, that since that would be on a daily basis, every single day he's going to be required to lie to his wife, so then that's already too much. It can't be that a person is going to live his entire life based on lying. That's already too much. And he wouldn't have a heter. Again, not mikoyef the pasuk of midvar sheker tirchak, as the Gemara brings a different pasuk of limdil shaydim sheker, that a person shouldn't get into the habit of lying, that he shouldn't become insensitive to lying, because then he's going to wind up lying. Now, what's most negayah us in our sukkah over here is l'chayv the shlo. The shlo is takin sukkah, dachnin hay, in the oitner. The shlo brings down a different limitation of the theorem of lying, which I think l'chayv that we can use to answer up our gemara today, which bamis the yaivitz in the back of the gemara by us also says a similar site, and the maral in the receive emes also says a similar site, that the shlo suggests that what's pshat in the gemara by Rav. He suggests that there's no heter, or as we said before, sometimes it's a mitzvah l'shanis, it's a mitzvah lie, when you can accomplish the same result without lying. If you can accomplish it without lying, then you'd have no heter to lie. And he learns that pshat in the Gemara of Rav and Rav Chiya, that Rav was saying that what a great idea this is to, you know, to every day I lie to my wife, right? But says the Halak Shla that Rav Cheshbin, and he said to him, you know, it's not such a good idea. You know why? Because Rav, as the Meiri also explains in Yevamos, that the whole heter of lying is that there shouldn't be a chorban, there shouldn't be disaster, there shouldn't be destruction, there shouldn't be machlekes, there should be fight. But Rav was a mevater on his midas. Rav was willing to overlook this merit of his wife, and he said, no, she's not such a bad wife after all. Even with this, she's not such a bad wife, and it's not worth it. It's not worth lying for it. It's not something that bothered him that much. And this, we can apply this aside, we can apply this in a different fashion to explain the Gemara as the Shla does, that explains that Rav was saying that the way that Rav Chiya did it was wrong. That Rav Chiya was the son, that the father Rav asked for fish, and he came and said, and she said, what did your father ask for? So he said chicken, which was a straight lie. And Rav was teaching him that that's limdul shayim sheker. That's a straight lie. If you're right, you have a heter here from Dvar Cheker Tirchak to get out of it. You have a heter for Shalom Bayis to lie, but it doesn't have to be done in such a shekertic way. So for me, says Rav, I have a heter. How would I do it? You know, if my wife would ask me, what would you like tonight for dinner? So I could answer, chicken is a good idea. And of course she's going to make fish. So I didn't lie, because chicken is a good idea. If I say chicken, I get fish, which is what I want. So Rav was teaching us a big insight. Rav was teaching us that even though we have this heter to lie in situations of shalom bayis, to avoid machlekes, etc., to avoid to not be chitznius, or to not cause a person to become a bal gaiva, or other situations, as we'll see in a moment, Rav al-Pikain, this heter has to be held with caution. We have the other pasuk that says limdul shaynim, that a person has to be very careful to not become ruggle in lying, and teaching his mouth to become ruggle and constant lying, it can cause a person to lie in other situations, and therefore a person has to only use this heter in a situation where there's no other way, and therefore he has to go out of his way to try and answer the question, answer the situation without lying. The mashal, just to bring a few mashalim of this. Just to explain now our Gemara, Dafsadi Zayin in Sanhedrin, now we can understand the Maisa with Rav Tavyumi. Our question was, why did Rav Tavyumi's children die? L'chayra is in Mefirshe Gemara that he's allowed to be Mishana, that he's allowed to lie in order to preserve the dignity of the tzniyas of his wife. So L'chayra over here, why did he die? So the Yad Ketana, Bamis asked this question, and the Yad Ketana, Pidus Yisai, answers, so to the Yavit, and Pidus Maral, the Maral Nisti Bamis, he says, Avada. Avada over here was an issue of tznius. Avada over here, he had a right to lie. He had a right to deviate from the truth and say, but he didn't have to say that his wife wasn't home. He could have just avoided it. He could have got out of it somehow. He could have said, she's unavailable, for example. The Chavetz Chaim in Rechilas Aleph Chetz says a similar case, that Reuven spoke bad about Shimon, and Shimon spoke and Shimon asked Levi, is it true that Reuven spoke bad about me? So right away the Chavetz Chaim says that there is a heter to lie in this case, but he says you should try to avoid a direct lie. A direct lie is a last resort, as we're saying now. that he should go out of it. He should say, wow, somebody would talk bad about you. If he sees that that's not going to work, then maybe there is a heter to lie. But always the person has to be cheshbening in that lying is a last resort, because we don't want a chalila lose the sensitivity to lying. Now, see this. If a person would have an issue of a leil tefillah or something, someone would ask him, what are you doing tonight? So, of course, he has a heter in that case to lie. But at the same time, we would tell the person that he could say that tonight I'm unavailable. Something came up, something important came up, you know. And the maisa, to get out of lying, if he sees it, if it's somebody who's close, it's close family, in such a case, he has no choice but to have a direct lie, because they're going to press him, etc. So he'll have a heter to directly lie. But always, the first resort the person has to try to do is get out of it. You find this concept in the famous story that they say from, I think it was Reveille Lapian. Reveille Lapian once was a guest by somebody's house, and either there was a problem with the heksher, or I imagine that Reveille was makbid on how the food tasted, but the same bit everyone realizes, it's the same type of shayla. Let's say you're in a situation where you don't like the food of someone's house, or you don't trust the heksher in somebody's house. So technically, in such a case, l'chayra pashtis is a heter in such a case to lie. So you want to avoid a machlekes. If you're going to go and say you don't like the taste of their food, or you're going to say that you don't trust their heksher, it's of course going to cause machlekes. Or if they ask you, how was the food, and the food was terrible, so you're going to say, yeah, the food was terrible. So that's of course also, that's definitely going to cause a shayla machlekes, of course. So Revelia, apparently the famous story is that Revelia answered that his doctor doesn't allow it. Right, they asked him if he would eat in certain places. He said, "I'm sorry, my doctor doesn't allow this on my diet." So Revelia, he was using the heter that he had a heter to lie. He didn't trust the kashrus in that place. But what Revelia did was he got out of it. What did he mean by saying my doctor doesn't allow it? He meant his doctor. He follows the doctor, the Rambam, the Rambam's diet. Now, I don't know if this story is going to work, because I guess anybody who's here today is listening to the shir, you guys are going to, go out and start using this, people are going to start, figuring it out. But everyone gets the point that you're always trying to avoid at the muscle, a person, somebody comes to the door, and you don't have the patience for that person. He's always bothering you, he's always driving you crazy. And so thus everyone realizes that's the worst thing in the world for his chinuch of his children, to tell the person, I'm not home. Right? Everyone realizes, even if there is a heter for shalom bayis, but that's mamash a bona fide teaching the children how to lie. That's mamash teaching them how to lie. Person has to have seichel. Not every single case of where there's a heter to speak lashon hara should he be also doing in front of his children on the phone, because people don't necessarily always realize that you're doing it in the noise and shalata, and then they're going to think, oh, we talk lashon hara in the south. They're not going to realize it's for a shidduch. They're not going to realize, etc. Same thing with lying. However, in that case, benkach l'chayra, a person shouldn't say he's not home. Anyways, what he should say is, my father's unavailable right now. Unavailable means he's unavailable to speak to you. It doesn't have a connotation that he's not in the house, and it doesn't have a connotation lying, etc. So that's the person has to go out of his way to try and avoid lying at all costs. A few other cases. The I was recently asked a surprise party. So they asked me recently about a surprise party. Every surprise party you have to lie, and he felt it was in Mefurish Gemara. It's for Dr. Shalom. I don't know. In order to allow us to lie, we see how the tremendous limitations that Chazal made on lying, and our person has to go out of his way to make sure he doesn't lie. In the most extreme situation where he has no choice, then he's allowed to lie to protect the dignity, to protect sneers, to avoid a machlaikas, to not become a balgaifa, and to avoid fight. But who says that for a surprise party? Who says that's enough of a heter to lie? I didn't ask this question to any of my grace of rebellion, but I don't know. I think that l'chayra, I would think that there's no heter in such a case to lie. Al-Kopanim, one thing is clear. To be able to lie, one has to bring a raya. So l'chayra, one would need a raya, and we don't have a raya from the Gemara that would matter such a case. The person would be allowed to lie. The famous Gemara talks in Sukkah, Nachav Tes. The Gemara says, the person gets an idea and said, I'm going to get a lot of money for the yeshiva. How am I going to do it? I'm going to pledge a big amount of money. I'm going to have no das to give it, but everyone's going to say, hey, if that guy's pledging, then kal v'chomer me, and it's going to cause the yeshiva to get a lot of money. And the Marshal learns the Gemara in Sukkah that that's the reason why people lose their money. And this is a klala. Of course, Baruch Hu doesn't need your help to to your shekhardic ways to keep yeshivas going. Because Baruch Hu, like Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, he's Sinei, just like he's Sinei Gezel when it comes to Karbonis, he's Sinei Gezel when it comes to Mammon Hektish, Mammon of Yeshivas, etc. That's also the Chayra. In such a situation, there would Chayra be no head. Of course, the Chayra Pashit, that there's no head to the lion. Mechas Yitzchok brings down the Chayra Gimel Alacha. And of course, there's no head to the lion in such a case. Also, Shaila comes up, a person wants to be Mizaris, his Mishpacha, that they should be ready for Shabbos earlier. So he wants to lie to them and tell them that it's, 20 minutes earlier than it really is. So, L'chaira, in this case, is, he has to avoid it at all costs. He has to somehow figure out a way to avoid lying. Lying is mamish, a last resort. If he sees that there's, it's mamish going to result in a chilul Shabbos, so there would be out there in such a case to lie. But, L'chaira, to lie, it's a last resort. And that Erev Shabbos, he's going to have to himself work harder, perhaps. That would look like the Eitzah. Just to end off, we got to be complimenting. People always ask, are you allowed to compliment and say, a guy asks you, how do you like my new suit? And it's mamish, that you don't like it, or how do you like my cooking? How do you like this, that? So again, if it's going to cause a machlekes, it's much of a lie. And the emes over here is important to bring down. There's another gemara, the Mefresh Gemara in Ksuvis and Dafid Zayin, that the Mashah brings, the Bach brings, Taz and Evan Ezra and Samachay talk about that a person's allowed to lie and say Kala Noah V'chasuda. Basil learns that you're allowed to say Kala Noah V'chasuda about a girl, about a Kala. You're allowed to say that she's a Kala Noah. And Basil, Beshamay say, L'chayra, how you allowed to lie, even if she's not a Noah V'chasuda. But here they say a different Yisayid, which I think is a big Yisayid in general in life, is that what the Gemara means, it's not really even a lie in this case. That every Kala is Noah to the Chasuda. Right. He obviously saw something. She has some kind of a chain that he saw in her, right? For whatever it is, and to each their own. And therefore, a person has to be able to see the good in all people. He has to be able to see the toiv in there. So even if you don't know what that toiv is, but she's zichra and nava chasuda. And same thing with the suit. If the person bought a suit, then the fact that he bought it means that he likes it. So if he asks you, is it a nice suit? The answer is yes. Because obviously for you it's nice. Would I buy it? No. I wouldn't buy it, Taka. But Avad, in such a case, he'd be allowed to answer yes. And that would be it wouldn't even be lying. The way you're explaining it now, it's not even lying. If he has this Ayin Toiv, it wouldn't even be lying in such a case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.